Welcome to the Ripley 304 podcast. This is John McGinley. In this episode, episode 13, I'll speak with Mike Rubin, the director of the Ripley Convention and Visitors Bureau, and he'll tell us about the Christmas parade coming up and all the holiday events in and around the Ripley area. I'll also speak on site at a Christmas tree lot with Jason Perlock, the director of the Wilderness Christian Camp. He's selling Christmas trees along with his group that will help teens in the area and throughout the country. Don't forget the Salvation Army bell ringers at businesses around Ripley. Did you know that 91 cents out of every dollar goes toward helping local folks and people around West Virginia? So let's get started and speak with Jason on site at the Christmas tree lot on the west side of Ripley. Hi, I'm here with Jason Perlack. We're at the Wilderness Christian Camp Christmas tree sales located on right across from Kentucky Fried Chicken on the west side of town. Jason, can you tell us about your organization and how this Christmas tree sales helps others?
Sure. This is our 14th year selling trees as a fundraiser for the Wilderness Christian Camp. We started years ago and it's just kind of grown. It's kind of a community thing now. Folks from all over come and buy trees, and it helps to pay for kids that can't afford to go to camp. It goes in our scholarship fund, and we've got really kids from all over the country come to the program. This past summer we had campers from 20 different states and come from all over the United States.
That's awesome. Can you tell us about the camp and what they go through?
Sure. We have different portions of the camp. There's programs for your average a young person, just 6-day programs. They're high adventure, backpacking and rock climbing and zip lines and survival style camps, all outdoor camps. And then we have a section of our camp that's set aside for troubled young people. We have a switchback program that's really designed for young men that need a switch in direction. It's a 20-day program. And we have 9-day character building programs and things like that for behavioral production.
Wow, that sounds great, and it sounds very successful, and I'm sure they have a lot of fun, but also changes lives.
Absolutely. It's pretty exciting to watch lives change, and then to, you know, over the years you watch some of them come through the program and then become successful adults and successful part of society, and they come back and either volunteer or contribute in different ways.
I can't think of a better feeling that you would have for getting that through to the kids and how it does for your camp. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and talk about the trees now. You have a variety of great looking trees here. Can you tell us what kind you have and a price range?
Sure. We have 4 or 5 different species here. We have Scotch pine, then white pine, and we have 2 different types of firs. We have Fraser fir and then Douglas fir, and those trees are all cut trees, and they range from $32 to $55, and they start off at about 5 feet, and then we have trees all the way up as high as 13 and 14 feet. And those, even the 13, 14 foot trees are just $55. Then we also have a limited number of live trees with a root system for people that might want to plant the trees. Maybe they put it in the house at Christmas time and take it back out in the yard and keep it for years to come. And those range from $85 up to $150.
So not only great looking trees, the price goes to a great cause, and you have plenty of trees to pick from. And again, we're located on West Main Street, near right across from McDonald's and the Duchess shop. So let's talk about the other accessories you have here. So you have tree stands in case somebody needs one.
Yes, sir. We've got 2 different size tree stands, and we have tree bags for those that it's kind of like a giant 10-foot trash bag that you can put down underneath the tree, and we just charge $3 for those, and you pull it up over the tree after Christmas, and you don't get the needles all through the house when you're trying to get the tree out. We also just have some fresh tablets and things like that people can put in their water to keep the tree fresh. And just the basics people might need.
So you got everything. The tabs, I would invest in those because, you know, it does keep the tree fresh and it keeps down from fire hazard. So this tree bag, that is pretty neat. You just put it underneath and pull it over and you keep the needles from falling all over the place when you take it.
Yes, sir. It might not be worth $3 to the guy who doesn't have to clean up.
That's right.
The guy who has to clean, or person who has to clean up, you know, they're appreciating that bag.
Well, Jason, I appreciate it, and hope everybody comes around and looks at your trees and what you have to offer. And I like the atmosphere. You got a little tent, you got the lights up like the Christmas story, but you don't sell aluminum trees like on Charlie Brown.
No, sir, no aluminum trees.
All right, Jason, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about the Ripley 304 podcast, email us at ripley304podcast@gmail.com or follow us on Facebook at Ripley 304 Podcast.
I'm here with Mike Rubin. He's the director of the Ripley Convention and Visitors Bureau. We're going to talk about all the Christmas things coming up here in our great little town of Ripley. So, Mike, what do you got to start off with?
Well, you know, you've heard about the 12 days of Christmas. John, I think the holiday season in Ripley will be the 30 days of Christmas because we have a lot of activities going on. One of the big events, of course, is the Christmas parade, and that will be on Saturday, December 7th. It will be an evening parade again this year for the second year in a row, and it will begin on South Church Street near Ripley High School, and it will proceed to the Jackson County Courthouse.
I love that about having nighttime Christmas. Reminds you of the movie, A Good Christmas Story, and everybody can light up their floats. And I've seen tractor parades in different little towns for Christmas, so that would be neat if anybody's available to decorate their tractors and lights and march them through the parade.
Then we have the big live nativity scene, Journey to Bethlehem, that's put on by the folks at the Ripley Tabernacle Baptist Church. That is the weekend of December 6th and 7th, and the hours are from 6 until 9 p.m., but they'll have scenes to walk through. They'll have live animals, all types of activities going on with the nativity at the Ripley Tabernacle.
So that's really grown within the years, and it's a great exhibit to go through and tells, of course, the greatest story. And where's that again, on 2nd Avenue?
Yeah, that's on between 2nd and 3rd Avenue at the Ripley Tabernacle Baptist Church. If you're looking for some shopping opportunities, we also have those here in the community. Main Street Ripley puts on its Shop Small Saturday event, and that is on November 30th. And also from the 30th of November through December 7th, Main Street Ripley will be selling crafts. They will have different craft exhibitors in their business location at 109 Court Street, and the hours will be from 10 until 3 for that whole week, from November 3rd and through December 7th. And then finally, on December 7th, another shopping opportunity, the Ripley High School Future Business Leaders of America, they have their annual Christmas Bazaar, and that will be in the high school cafeteria from 9 until 3 on December 7th.
That's great because, you know, before everybody goes on to Amazon or goes out of town, they should check out Ripley and the small businesses here because there is a lot to select from, and people will be surprised if they go to these little businesses what they'll find out to make great Christmas gifts.
That's a very good point, John. And this year we have not one, but two different Festival of Trees events. And the good thing about these events, not only do they have some wonderfully decorated Christmas trees, but the idea is to help local charities. Now, there will be one on Court Street at 105 Court Street in downtown Ripley on November 30th, and the hours are from 6 until 8 p.m. And then there is another event on December 5th, and that will be at Sorella Restaurant out at Fairplane, and that one is sponsored by the Jackson County Community Foundation. The doors will open at 5, and the auction begins at 6:30, but you see these great Christmas trees, and then you have a chance to bid and have an auction for these trees so you can take one home with you, or they'll deliver it to your home. So you help out some wonderful charities in the area, and you get a nice Christmas tree for yourself.
And these trees are beautiful. I mean, this has grown also from year to year. So what else is going on?
Well, music activities. We have three different musical events you might be interested in on December 3rd. The Ripley High School Choral Department will be doing their holiday show. That's at 7 o'clock on December 3rd. The Ripley High School Viking Band will have their Christmas concert at 2:30 p.m. on Sunday, December 8th. And then we have an event, the Jackson County Children's Chorus. they will be putting on their Christmas show, and that will be on December 17th at 6 o'clock, and that will be at Calvary United Methodist Church.
And that's located on North Street, just across from the courthouse. Exactly. And there's plenty of parking out there behind the church.
If you are in the mood for some holiday movies, there's two opportunities to see free movies in the community. On Saturday, December 7th, you can see The Polar Express at 2 o'clock. That will be at Cedar Lakes Conference Center. And it will, I'm not sure on the exact location, it will either be in the Craft House or in Jackson Hall. It'll be in one of those two locations. And then on the December 21st, you can see The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. That will be at 6:30 p.m., and that will be in the historic Alpine Theater.
That'd be great to see it. I love going in that theater. They've done such a great job with that and restoring that.
If you would, we talked earlier about buying some crafts, but if you want to actually make your own crafts, there's opportunities on every Wednesday at the Jackson County Public Library Ripley Branch, and that will be on November 27th, and then on December 4th, 11th, and 18th. On evening hours from 5:30 until 7:30, but they'll be making different holiday crafts on each of those sessions. And then on that event at Cedar Lakes on December 7th, they're calling it Christmas at the Lakes, but they're making different craft activities out at Cedar Lakes. Again, it'll either be in the Craft House or in Jackson Hall. There's two locations out there.
Okay, I'm sure they'll be updated later on. And if you need to find out, just call the Cedar Lakes Registration Office out there.
And then a good event also coming up, it raises money for a worthy cause, but the Jackson County Players, they do an annual Christmas-themed performance. And this year they're doing the radio version of a Charlie Brown Christmas, and that will be in the Alpine Theater. They have three different performances. They're doing it on the December 13th and 14th at 7 o'clock in the evening, and then on December 15th, a 2 o'clock matinee at the Alpine Theater.
That'd be a different way on a fun day to fun way to watch the Charlie Brown Christmas Story, like a radio version. And they're actually on stage, like they're presenting an old-time radio broadcast.
Exactly. And they're always entertaining. And plus, I think admission to that event also is a donation for a charitable event here in the community. So it's a good event for a good cause.
So that is a lot going on here in our small town. We're already getting ready to celebrate Christmas, and we're looking forward to that. So, Mike, where can people visit to get a rundown of all we've talked about?
Well, we have some information on the Ripley CVB Facebook page, and we also have a calendar of events on our website. So you can check out one of those events or just give us a call here at the CVB, and we'll be happy to give you the information.
And what's the website for the CVB and the phone number?
It is visitripleywv.com is the website. And the phone number is 304-514-2609. I'm sorry, I had to look at the number there.
All righty, Mike. Well, we appreciate it. And, of course, there's the information on the City of Ripley Facebook page and the library events. They have a Facebook page also. So, Mike, we appreciate it, and thanks for all the work you do for the City of Ripley.
Merry Christmas, John.
Merry Christmas, Mike. To find out about local business spotlights, guest interviews, and happenings around Ripley, subscribe to the Ripley 304 podcast using Google Podcasts, iTunes, or Spotify. And don't forget to hit notifications so you'll know when the next new episode arrives. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Ripley 304 podcast. I'd also like to thank Mike Rubin of the Ripley Convention and Visitors Bureau and Jason Perlock of the Wilderness Christian Camp. And remember, to find out all the events happening in Ripley about the holidays, go to www.visitripleywv.org. This is John McGinley with the Ripley 304 podcast signing off.